Good morning, la la. So happy to be my love and me as we sing our early morning singing song. Bitty gloop gloopy, nibby labby nibby, la 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 lo lo. Dabba sibby sabba, nibby abba dabba, dibby lo lo.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. This man has survived the unexpected post-landing twist at Toronto's Lester Pearson International Airport.
We just landed on a plane crash. It's upside down.
He was one of 80 people aboard Delta Connection Flight 4819 from Minneapolis, which flipped over as it landed in Toronto. The wings and tail section were torn off. Medical officials tell CBS News 15 people have been hospitalized. A child and two adults are in critical condition. Correspondent Chris Mavridis is in Toronto. And he says winter weather there may have been a factor.
The conditions at the time of the crash were very windy, and with 2 feet of fresh snow on the ground here in Toronto, it's made for blinding visibility at times. A lot of flights had been delayed earlier in the day because of 40-mile-an-hour gusts. The airport here has issued a full ground stop. That means no takeoffs, and all incoming flights have been diverted.
American and Canadian investigators will try to find out exactly what went wrong. Former NTSB Chair Robert Sumwalt is a CBS News aviation safety analyst.
Transportation Safety Board of Canada does an excellent job, and the NTSB will be invited in as an accredited representative, since it is a U.S. registered airplane and U.S. operated airplane.
In this country, it's President's Day, and opponents Donald Trump are protesting the thousands of layoff notices that have gone out to federal employees.
Demonstrators across all 50 states are participating in the 50-51 movement.
50 states, 50 protests one day.
Organizer Glo Sahai says they're rallying specifically against
the actions that Elon Musk and Donald Trump have taken. And we are requesting also for the reinstatement of DEI protection.
She says the movement has gotten big.
There are leaders everywhere taking action, organizing in their communities.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
Kentucky is trying to move forward after weekend rain and flooding that killed 11 people. Governor Andy Beshear says they won't have to do it alone.
Whatever I can do, the rest of the United States is going to stand with you here in eastern Kentucky to make sure we get this job done.
Snow is coming there and to the northern plains, where many places report temperatures well below zero. U.S. and Russian representatives are in Saudi Arabia to talk about ending the war that Moscow started with Ukraine. BBC's Steve Rosenberg in Moscow.
There is a confidence here, certainly, that the Trump White House is ready to do a deal to end the war in Ukraine, a deal that would benefit Moscow, and a deal that might cut out Europe, too. And that would suit Moscow just fine.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. An electrical or mechanical issue in a basement workshop is believed to have started that house fire in Racine last night. There is significant damage to a home on Monroe Avenue. Firefighters were called at around 8 last night. Everyone inside, including pets, were outside when the fire trucks first pulled up. The National Weather Service has the cold weather alert running through tomorrow, with temperatures approaching 25 below with the wind chill. Warming centers are running in most communities, and you can find one close to you by calling 211. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. There's a community session Thursday regarding the Racine fire referendum question. The city of Racine is looking for an extra $1.5 million for fire services, with a community session scheduled to discuss the ask for more money. The session Thursday at the Bryant Community Center is hosted by the Racine Professional Firefighters Union. The spring primary will be a cold one. An election takes place tomorrow with polls open from 7 to 8. It features a statewide contest for state superintendent of public instruction. In Kenosha, voters will decide on a significant school district referendum and a school board election. Racine has their school referendum in April. You can read all about what Racine Unified is asking for at racinecountyi.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers' Yelich says he's ready. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers outfielder Christian Yelich says he expects to be ready to play on opening day. Yelich at spring training telling JS Online about his decision to have season-ending surgery after dealing with back pains the last couple of years.
Certainly the pre-op was pretty uncomfortable to me. Once it kind of got to the point where I think it was like right before the All-Star break, that's kind of when it started getting pretty bad. And then tried to keep going post-All-Star break and, you know, those last few years just trying to, you know, manage it on a day-to-day. So hopefully that's a little bit better and a little easier, and don't really have to deal with those multi-week absences or anything like that anymore. But yeah, it's kind of nice to be on the other side of it, and hopefully all less problems going forward.
College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers at home tomorrow night against Illinois, 7:30 at the Kohl Center. The Badgers coming off that huge win over Purdue on Saturday, 94-84. John Tonjay leading with 32 points. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cold weather advisory in effect. Mostly clear tonight, a low near 5 below, wind chill to 20 below. Sunny and staying cold tomorrow, a high near 10 above. Around 0 tomorrow night, mostly cloudy and near 15 Wednesday. Currently, it's 6.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, oh, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you. Mm-hmm.
God only knows what I'd be without.
God only knows what I'd be without.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Diane Carlson is the executive director of the Racine Arts Council. Always has terrific things to talk about in the Racine area. What do you have for us today, Diane?
You may have picked up over the past couple of weeks that if there is one thing I love, it is a collaboration.
Okay.
And we have a very tasty one on tap for this weekend. The Racine Symphony is offering their first musical flight of the winter at 6:30 on Friday, February 21st. This event takes place at Uncorked on Main Street. It features a tasting flight of wine from Uncorked and Italian appetizers from Salute. So with those two behind the event, I know it's going to be great. The featured performers are a woodwind quartet, all members of our own Racine Symphony Orchestra. I'm really looking forward to this event. And the last time I checked, tickets were still available at RacineSymphony.org.
Mm-hmm.
The RSO is having a great season. They've had events sell out this year, so get those tickets fast.
And what's that website again?
RacineSymphony.org.
Okay.
If they do sell out, there is a second musical flight planned for March, so it's definitely not too early to make your March plans if you want to join them for a similar event next month.
All right, Diane Carlson, Executive Director of the Racine Arts Council, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Spread Conference Center, local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N.
local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. A week from Friday, that's the day of the big Herman's Hermits concert with the Association. They're going to be at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan, Illinois on Friday, February 28th. And guess what? We've got one more round of tickets to give away. Listen to the Don Rosen Morning Show between 6 a.m. and 9 a.m. each weekday. Your chance to win on WRJN.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Bob and Weave through the story of a young boxer on the cusp of greatness in And In This Corner, Cassius Clay, opening February 21st at the Racine Theater Guild. Before the world knew him as Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay Jr. grew up in Jim Crow era Louisville. He stepped into the ring with determination and a drive to not be beaten by life or his opponents, fighting his way onto the gold medal stand and into history books. A reminder for us all to channel our inner champion and fight for what's right. Tickets and more info at racinetheater.org.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir. Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
He went away, and you hung around, and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back, and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey, la, hey, la, my boyfriend's back.
When you see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey, la, hey, la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue. A long time.
Hey, la, hey, la, my boyfriend's back.
Now he's back and things will be fine.
Hey, la, hey, la, my boyfriend's back.
You're gonna be sorry you were ever born.
Hey, la, hey, la, my boyfriend's
back. Cause it's kind of big and he's awful strong.
Big man now, but he'll cut you down to size.
Oh,
save my reputation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
If I were you, I'd take a permanent vacation.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. You know, when you leave a hotel, maybe you take that little bottle of shampoo with you, or if you're really, really brazen, maybe a towel. Well, a couple in the UK liked their hotel shower so much, they decided to take it with them when they left. The pair, a man in his 50s, a woman in her 20s, had spent the night. After they checked out, staff found the shower unit was gone from the wall.
Last night, as I got home, about a half past ten, there was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool, let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Was I wrong to work nights to try to build a good life? All work and no play has just cost me a while. So take a letter, Maria, no, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Oh, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta have a new life. Oh, take a letter, Maria, oh, address it to my wife.
I keep on dancing, boy. Time you gonna turn the jerk right now.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, and we're proud to be a sponsor of the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission's Stay Safe Racine County program. Every month, we're going to help promote expert guidelines for staying safe on our roads, things like snowplow safety and emergency vehicle awareness. The program's aim is to promote safety. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There is a high above 30 in the forecast, but it's not until Sunday. It won't be this cold until then. The National Weather Service has the cold weather alert running through tomorrow, with temperatures approaching 25 below with the wind chill. Warming centers are running in most communities, and you can find one close to you by calling 211. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. An electrical or mechanical issue in a basement workshop is believed to have started that house fire in Racine last night. There is significant damage to a home on Monroe Avenue. Firefighters were called at around 8 last night. They got there to see heavy smoke coming from a basement. Everyone inside, including pets, were outside when the fire trucks first pulled up. Freezing temperatures caused a slippery situation, with city crews called in to salt the roads. The spring primary will take place on a day with temperatures below zero. Tomorrow is an election day in Wisconsin, with more on the line in Kenosha than in Racine at this point. Kenosha Unified voters are being asked for an extra $23 million a year in a referendum, and there are five people running for two spaces on the KUSD board. A statewide contest is on the ballot for the state superintendent of public instruction. It's incumbent Jill Underley against challengers Brittany Kinzer and Jeff Wright. The top two vote-getters will go on to the April 1st general. Polls will be open from 7 to 8 tomorrow. Find out more about your ballot and where to vote at myvote.wi.gov. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cold weather advisory in effect. Mostly clear tonight, a low near 5 below, wind chill to 20 below. Sunny and staying cold tomorrow, a high near 10 above. Around zero tomorrow night, mostly cloudy and near 15 Wednesday. Currently, it's 6.
Yeah.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. All right, this next song actually gets a little biblical, letting the lady know that the purpose of a man is to love a woman, and the purpose of a woman is to love a man. It all started back in the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve became the first participants in the game of love. It's the Mindbenders from 1965 on WRJN.
The purpose of a man.
Mind.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. We've got high school basketball for you this coming Friday night. The pregame is at 6:30, the tip-off's at 7, as Waterford and Union Grove square off. Dick Rosseffa has the call of the game. Remember, you can see the entire WRJN sports schedule online at WRJN.com. Simon, You're So Vain on WRJN. Well, farming is still a big thing in Racine County, and WRJN has farmers covered with the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, in her Midwest Farm Report. That airs weekday mornings 5 to 6, along with reports throughout the day, so you can keep up to date on all things ag. It's all part of the local news and timeless hits we present here on WRJN.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride power scooter or power chair designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwig created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created more than 80 years ago? It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
At Skechers, we put the S in comfort.
Wait. Skechers put the S in comfort?
Yes. Comfort you have to feel to believe. Skechers, we put the S in comfort.
Let me try. Okay, I'm just stepping in and... Oh, wow. Skechers put the S in comfort.
Duh. We told you. Find Skechers slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity, and they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news and timeless hits. Coming up, CBS News at 6, and Chris Morrow will step in. He'll have more timeless hits on the way for you. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me, Kurt Vollman, this afternoon. I will talk to you again tomorrow afternoon at 2. Have a great night.
Someone told me long ago, there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time. When it's over, so they say, it'll rain a sunny day. I know, shining down like water. I won't know, have you ever seen rain? I won't know, have you ever seen rain? Coming down.
CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. All 80 passengers and crew members have survived after a Delta commuter jet flying from Minneapolis landed, then flipped in Toronto. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve.
Wings and tail ripped off. The nose landing gear still in place. The Toronto Pearson Airport...